treat here. In today's video, I'll be sharing with you 5 basic mistakes which we as a YouTuber or blogger do. And can these mistakes be avoided? Yes, of course. Without wasting time, let's jump in. Blogging an amazing career option for anyone with a minimal set of skills. But blogging career could become disastrous if you do not pay attention to an important step. Do you know where we all are lacking in the digital marketing world? There are top 5 mistakes done by the bloggers and YouTubers that can be avoided if you do some basic research beforehand. All of us, at the beginning, we start a business with a great enthusiasm, but we could not remain here for a long time because there is an exclusive reason behind this. Because of that reason, we left at an early stage and the greater share of income is left untouched. Let me tell you some common mistakes which most of the people around the world do before telling you how blogging mistakes can be avoided. Mistake number 1. Bloggers try to talk about every single topic they found interesting. Be the tech world, cars, bikes, beauty, health, foreign language, foreign trips, traveling. So mixing different niche on one channel. Suppose you're running a beauty blog, YouTube channel, but suddenly you start feeling like you love animals and you start talking about animals. People subscribe to your channel for beauty tips, not for animals. You start with great enthusiasm and get a great number of subscribers, but you suddenly become idle. You go out of the topic and waste yours as well as your audience time, so they will not going to give you second chance. Second is, you are not consistent in posting your content. Suppose you promise your audience to post on daily basis. Suddenly you become lazy and you do not post for a month or for 2 months. Then you start posting, then you stop. So this process continues. So you will lose every single subscriber. Also the platform where you're posting your content or videos, they will not feature you because you are not consistent. Consistency is any key to success. Forget about the algorithms which Google is having or YouTube, Instagram is having. Be consistent, you will be at the top. Third is that you selected a great niche. You are very excited about your niche. You wrote an amazing article or made a video around it, and in the end you promised for the next one in the same niche. But you do not get time, or you maybe not have money or infrastructure, or you feel lazy to write or talk more about this topic. And soon you realize that you do not have enough content to post on. So it is true for every YouTuber or people who are just on podcast or running their blogs. So I'll take some basic examples for most of the traveler vloggers. They, suppose you start a travel vlog and just because it's a great one, but you do not fix your next trip, or you may lack funds to visit a new place, and you made that video because you was very excited about it, and now you are unable to feed your audience in this way, and you will lose a great share as well. Fourth mistake is, you are starting a channel or a blog while looking at someone's success. They succeeded because of their passion and hard work, but you will fail because you may not feel like it's your hobby or passion. You are just duplicating something. Like, my shoes will not fit into your feet. And the fifth mistake, you give up because you do not get enough likes and views on your 10-15 videos, and on those videos you have spent enough quality time and your money. So do not expect that audience will start loving your content day one. They will taste that content and they will take time to love it. So these are the basic mistakes which we all know and we commit. But we do not think about it, how we can just remove these mistakes. So what's the solution to all of the problems? Do you know these top 5 mistakes are done by bloggers, YouTubers, can be avoided if you do this one thing? What is that? First and the last thing is, choose a niche to avoid these mistakes. Starting a blog or website is really a fun process. Before you buy a domain, start your first blog, you will need to research deeply and decide which niche you are going to target. Obviously, you don't know what your niche is, what your website is about to give to people, and what type of needs it's catering, or who you are going to target with your blog or your YouTube channel. My advice is always to pick a topic that you enjoy talking about. See, being a girl, I like to look beautiful. I like fashionable clothing, but I don't want to talk about them. I don't want to make videos on skincare or healthcare or hair care or blah blah things. So pick the niche which is your favorite. I like this IT world, I like digital, I like e-commerce. So choose a niche as per your taste. And the next step after choosing a niche is to make sure that it's profitable and a big enough market for your topic. This is undoubtedly one of the most difficult and overwhelming steps. Pick a smaller niche and do not go for the fancy one, because you will feel bored in some time. And if you are not sure about, then there are some niche which will be very profitable. First is the fashion and beauty, then the bullet journal, health blogs, fitness, tech, motivational, food, personal finance, make money online, lifestyle, digital marketing, travel blogs. So you can choose anyone you like, but first do some research what you like the most. When you do not know which way to proceed, right? It happens with everyone. You should start making short notes, podcasts, YouTube videos for every topic you like and you feel interesting. And ask yourself a question, what topics am I already passionate about? After doing this for months, you will be able to answer it quietly. You will find much easier to work on something if you are passionate about it. Plus, converting your passion into money-making machine is really an awesome thought. You'll never get bored of it. When you have a passion, you are usually quite knowledgeable about it. So that definitely helps you. For example, if you have a passion for skin, beauty, makeup, your niche of choice would be makeup related too. Options are many, but you have to select one. So if you plan your blogging career in an accurate way, then you will be successful always. Thank you.